Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? What a weekend in sports. And Pete and I were just discussing, wow, a whole four-hour show today. Back to normal, 2 to 6, rest of the week.
What?
I know. It's an outrage. It feels like we've been gone for a week. We left here at noon on Friday, and here we are, 2 o'clock on Monday, with lots to cover. Sweet 16 is set. Big NFL news breaking within the last half hour. We'll have all that for you here. I'm Craig Sheem, along with Pete Shepard. Of course, Chris is not here. Rick Church on the other side of the glass on a Monday for the next 3 days on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. You can also listen on our app. It is free, ESPN Southwest Florida. Our website, you can listen there live or go back in time and listen to Sheeman and Shepherd podcast, predictions, all that kind of stuff, games, contests, brackets. The Sheeman and Shepherd texture bracket, I believe, is being updated this second. From the first round?
Yes, we'll be able to talk about who is advancing and then and give you the voting process for this week, because you're going to have until Thursday to vote to the second
round. Much different process this week. All right, that's at ESPNSWFL.com. Check it out. Of course, Twitter at ESPNSWFL. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text number remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Follow me at Twitter at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Pete, how are you? It feels like forever since I've seen you.
I know. It's been what a whirlwind. What a great sports weekend. Unbelievable. And yes, I'm going to pull a U and say congratulations to me and my Providence College Friars moving on to the Sweet 16, destroying Richmond, suffocating defense. And I can't wait for Chicago.
More impressed with your win over Auburn.
I know you got. Clobbered them in the second half last night. Absolutely ran them out of the gym last night. Absolutely impressive. And it's funny because Friday night, which is going to be the night before my birthday, that is going to be a celebration, hopefully beyond belief, because I will have a great, hopefully, you know, Providence, Kansas is from Chicago. First game at 7:30 in Miami. Right after that against Iowa State. Same location. Amazing the possibility, Craig, that those two teams – you know, long way to go, but that they could meet in the Elite Eight. That's something.
At that same time, I will be locked in. I am a big St. Peter's fan.
Oh, how can you not be?
Cinderella story, check. They're named after a saint. I'm Catholic, check. They're
named
taking
after
on.
Me.
They're taking on. Well, there's that. They're taking on Purdue, check. We'll have all that. All right, so lots to break down. Let's say hi to Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Rick, how are you today?
Fantastic, fellas.
Are you real now? How, between running games, Deb's fishing show, golf show, how many hours did you log?
Not that many.
What happened?
Well, we've discovered a system to run
automation.
Run the March Madness games through the automation. We're just doing it for the first round, which I was totally okay with.
Okay.
Of course, I had mixed feelings. You know that kind of computer taking over for man thing.
Yeah.
What's funny is that. I was on standby because we started it Thursday at noon.
And it screwed up royally.
So Chris calls me, when can you come in? I said, I'll be there about 5:30. So I came in Thursday at 5:30. They finally got it straightened out, fixed and running properly about 10 o'clock Thursday night.
Wow.
So I did get in a good day Thursday, but then the rest was all automated. So okay. I'm not complaining. I'll get the next couple of rounds.
So you rested, and later
I'm ready
on,
to go.
Later on, I got to ask about Captain Deb's last commercial with the ladyfish. I don't know what the ladyfish is compared to
you
the man.
You were a topic of conversation on Saturday morning because they were talking about fishing at night, and somebody texted in.
Craig was off the chart.
Somebody texted in and said, Craig Sheeman said that fishing is not good at night. And Deb and our and Alex Dolinsky, our co-host, were like, he's going, what? What did he do now? So then we started getting a bunch of texts. Yeah, Craig said this.
What
Craig said that.
Now?
Craig
I
said
it.
This.
That's great.
So, yes. And by the way, Craig, fishing can be very good at, very successful at.
Oh, Chris and I vehemently disagree with
him. Okay, good,
I mean,
good
big
deal.
Big time.
The fish can't
they
see.
They laughed at you. They laughed
I'm sure they did. All right, we'll get caught up on your menu and all that. I'm sure they took care of you over the weekend. But right now, it is 5 minutes past the hour. It's time for our first SportsCenter rundown of the day. We got big NFL news. Here's me.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Quarterback Matt Ryan is now an Indianapolis Colt. Traded for just a third-round pick. He was due a roster bonus today at 4 o'clock, $7.5 million. Falcons had to do something, so Matt Ryan to the Colts for a third rounder. Of course, when we left here Friday, the Browns were out on the Deshaun Watson deal. They're back in. Obviously, they got Deshaun Watson over the weekend. We'll discuss. And Florida quarterback Emory Jones in the transfer portal as well. Billy Napier did want him to stay, but see ya. So we'll get to all that as the show continues.
So left in my bracket, I'm proud to say, actually, all things considered, I have 9 of the Sweet 16 in, which isn't that bad considering some of these major upsets. And I have 2 of my final 4 teams left, including the possible potential winner and the runner-up. So all things considered, I'll take it.
I have 8 of my 16, and I have my final game of Arkansas-Arizona still intact.
All right.
So
that's something.
That with this bracket, that's a lot. I'm pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, so. same. Sorry, Kathleen, about Wisconsin. That was a little surprise. But actually, really, is anybody surprised at anything? You cannot take anybody for granted. Iowa State has been playing really well.
How do you go from 2 wins 1 year to the Sweet 16? That's amazing. An amazing turnaround. And I got to tell you, Pete, that game last night. This is not hyperbole. That might have been the most physical basketball game I've ever seen. There wasn't a play where wasn't on the floor. The Wisconsin, Iowa State.
Yeah,
that was smash mouth.
Yeah, it was.
First one to 50 wins.
Mm-hmm.
That was an incredible game last night. Of course, Coach K's career continues. He beat Tom Izzo in Michigan State. Had to pull away late to do that. The game of the weekend had to be North Carolina and Baylor. Baylor was down 25. They come back to tie it. It goes into overtime.
That was really that was something because it looked like they were going to win by 40, obviously.
Yeah.
And, what Caleb Love followed out the ejection and all that stuff. But what in a main, I was out to lunch and they were up by 25. And I'm listening on the radio on this day on ESPN. And it's just like, I can't even believe this. I'm switching back and forth to music in the game. And probably the last 5 minutes, I didn't listen. I'm listening to music. I get home, and it's a 4-point game. Like, what happened?
You know what else I find remarkable for North Carolina? Usually, if you're going to blow a 25-point lead, you're going to have large gaps where you're not scoring. Obviously,
it's yeah.
And yet they still hit 80 in regulation. That was incredible to me. I wonder if that stat has ever come to fruition before. That's one of those fun facts. So.
When Brady Manick got ejected, it really ignited a big-time fire that Baylor needed under their collective butts. And, man, they nearly pulled it off. But kudos to North Carolina. There they are again in the Sweet 16.
Yep. And Calvin Sampson, we all saw dancing shirtless. In the locker room, not attractive, but they move on, taking on Arizona. All right, let's go to the phones. Certainly, we thought of Kathleen when Wisconsin came up short. She's standing by. 239-337 ESPN. Kathleen, our condolences on the Badgers. It was a fine season, but what a battle last night that was.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I mean that it was a winnable game. We just didn't make shots. Literally.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know their defense was good. I'm not taking anything away from their defense, but it's not like they were shooting great either. Do you know what I mean?
No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Davis had 17.
We didn't make our shots. Yep. We had opportunities. For sure had opportunities.
But they shot a season low 29.8%. That's
ridiculous. They shot 9% threes.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And this is one of the best shooting teams in the Big Ten.
That's what happens,
though.
And
my other thing is, why didn't he have Vogt in? He did really well in the first half. He didn't have him in the second half at all. I mean, I'm not a coach. Like I said, I don't go to practice. Yeah. I don't know, but it just seemed like that would have been something to try. Have a an extra big out there. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, he did get nominated today for Coach of the Year along with Ed Cooley and what's his name from Texas Tech. And Mark Adams and Tommy Lloyd at Arizona, too. So, but yeah, I mean, 2-for-22 in the NCAA tournament from three is not going to cut it. It's one of those nights, Kathleen. It happens to a lot of good teams. You've seen it many times. And Johnny Davis was 0-for-7 from 3-point range too, which is obviously unlike him.
Yeah,
it was just it was still winnable right down to the very end.
It was a winnable game, yep. And I think that's what bothers me the most. And here's another thing that bothered me. And I was watching it with two of my best friends from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. All of us were like, I think they out-hustled us a lot too. I think that I don't know, something was missing. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, except for Brad Davidson. I mean, that kid hustles. And Johnny Davis. But you got to have all five of you out there doing that,
And at tournament time, I mean, you can, it's amazing they were ran at shooting 2-for-22 from threes, but you give Iowa State a lot of credit, too, because they're playing tough down the stretch in the Big 12.
They did. And then, I'm not taking it, like I said, I'm not taking anything away from them, but I am crushed.
But the good news is you got hooked into a foursome with our golf outing, correct?
Yep. So it's me, Golden Knight, just moved here, guy, and Detroit Pizza.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, okay.
And guys, guess what else? I have to tell you, I bought golf clubs yesterday.
Whoa!
I'm not using my mom's 30-year-old clubs. I went and bought clubs.
Yeah.
Now all I need to know is what color the shirt is. So I can pick a cute skirt to go with it.
Oh, okay. When they come in, I'll let you know. I'm gonna guess the ESPN red is gonna be a major part of it.
New clubs, Kathleen, or a good new set?
No, I bought Callaway's.
A whole new set?
I did.
Now how often do you golf? Because I know you play a lot of tennis.
don't tell Rich. Because he wants to know. Anyway, how often?
Oh, Richard, your husband, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
he thought my mom's 30-year-old clubs were just fine. Anyway, but I'm going to golf a lot more. I can golf in the summer, but I'm a 9-hole golfer right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh,
Golden Knight says on the text line, the Stony Brook Golf Club text line, that you are the team captain.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, you guys, thanks for the sympathy. I appreciate it. Go Friars.
Yeah,
go
right.
North Carolina for Chris.
Ooh.
I'll try not to lose interest in the bracket now. So.
All right.
Sounds great, Kathy.
All right, guys.
Thanks for checking
Thank
in.
You.
And Jeff right. Nixon says, do you need less? Does she need lessons? You should go to Jeff.
You'd
be amazed
Jeff
what you
Nixon.
Can learn in an hour. 45 minutes to an hour. It's always amazing what you can learn.
Yep.
From a great pro like Jeff Nixon. All right, real quick. So what was the, before we get into some of these other games, what was the menu like, Rick, over the weekend?
Yeah. Did Art the Bills fan bring in food to
the
golf show?
Did he ever?
More?
Goodness. Like a smorgasbord.
When was that?
Sunday, yeah.
What about Saturday? What started Saturday?
Hold on. We got to cover them both here.
Well, we'll start beginning at Saturday, then going to
chronological.
Saturday, we had some hoagie sandwiches with steak and melted cheese on a big roll.
Like a Philly cheesesteak,
kind of like a breakfast version of a Philly cheesesteak, yeah.
Oh, and that Captain Greg?
Captain Greg prepared that for us.
All right, then fast forward to...
Art the Bills fan brought us a big tinfoil tray with a big pile of scrambled eggs, potato pancakes, and sausage, and buttermilk biscuits.
That was Sunday?
Yes, sir. So, yeah, it was a foodie weekend. A lot of good eats. I know.
The guys on the golf show, Jeff Nixon, they used to complain that because they hear what you would get on Saturday.
Right.
Now it sounds like between you and Art, it is being delivered. Nothing to complain about on the golf show.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with it, of course.
Oh, how was Andy with his Kentucky? He's a big Kentucky Wildcat fan.
He's a big Kentucky Wildcat fan.
Yeah,
it's funny. Jeff was a little concerned about him during the week and sent me a text with a link to a video with a bunch of famous inspirational quotes from movies. Then he said, "Let's have the." Well, we never used them, so he's doing okay. He had 48 hours to recover by that point because they went down on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But we were a little worried about him. We had some stuff ready in case he needed a bump, but he was doing okay.
Okay.
He was talking. His comment was, he said, I think maybe Kentucky's going to start to transition into more of a football school than a basketball school.
Oh, is Kyle Perry on the hot seat? Well,
there was a debate about that, and Andy said, I don't think so. Jeff said, boy, he's got to be. So he brought up the question. He goes, what would happen if Lou Saban finished with 8-3 for 3 years in a row? Would he be on the hot seat?
Nick Saban?
Oh, Nick Saban?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if Nick Saban lost three games, yeah, he probably would be.
So, I don't know. But in other words, I think in Kentucky fans, because they have tasted a little bit of football success the last couple of years, that's like a little fallback for him maybe.
Next weekend, I want you to tell Andy that Indiana, in the last 3 years, has had one more win in the first round than Calipari has in the last 3 years. Indiana, Kentucky, we like to rub each other the wrong way there on that.
I'll
so
let them know.
Make sure you let them know that.
Yeah. The one bracket that is held up true to form, chalk so far, is in San Francisco on Thursday, which is the Portland, Oregon, and now in San Francisco. Gonzaga is the one. They'll play the number four, Arkansas, and then the 2-3, Texas Tech and Duke. That's been all chalk so far. Or at least, I mean, getting to the final, the regional final, regional semis, I should say, in the West bracket.
Mm. Not according to my chalk. I got a lot of scratches.
I'm glad I have 9-16 and two of my final four, and I still got the national championship game possibility of Arizona and Texas Tech. Although, of course, I hope that doesn't happen now. I don't care about my team's getting in, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great.
Yeah, all
right.
Be
fantastic.
Rick, did you fill out a bracket, or you don't have time for that?
This was the first year that I can remember that I didn't fill out a bracket. There was like stuff going on and I didn't really think about it.
Sure.
And the next thing I know, it was noon on Thursday. And I got to tell you, all weekend, I've felt naked.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, I can tell you.
Like, somebody won. Where's my pick? God, I don't have a bracket.
But I think it was Saturday morning. As of Friday morning, there were only out of 17.1 something million on ESPN. There was only 164 perfect brackets. Saturday, none.
Zero.
Zero. I think that's the earliest it's ever been.
Yep.
Out of 17.1 million brackets, and none of them were correct. And St. Peter's, I'm sure, had a lot to do with that.
Yep. Jeff Nixon says he will oblige on my Hoosiers comment to Andy.
Of course he will.
Good. That's very good. Lady Hoosiers in action tonight.
Oh, they're going. They went. I watched the ladies from FGCU yesterday. They put up a hell of a fight. Hell of a fight against Maryland. They were right there till about 10 minutes to go, and then Maryland pulled away. But that was a hell of a season they had. Great job.
Trying to think what else they got. Nonstop Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all these games. Trying to think what else jumps out at us. Of course, Michigan got its win against Tennessee, moving on. What else jumped out at me? Illinois barely getting by Chattanooga. That was 54-53. That was a good game.
You take it though, because look at the way everything's going.
I didn't think Chattanooga had anybody that can handle Coburn, but I mean, man, that was a gutsy effort by Chattanooga in that game, no doubt about it.
That was a gutsy effort by Creighton too, considering how banged up they were. They had like two big starters out in that game. They gave Kansas all they could handle.
Yep.
Right into the very end.
And we talk about Michigan State, in their game against Duke yesterday. That doesn't happen if Davidson – they only beat Davidson by 1 point, 74-73. Yep. That was a great game in the opening round. So a lot of great stuff.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
St. Pete from Jersey City. And I think Shaheen Holloway, who's done a great job over there and also played at Seton Hall, whatever. I think he'll be – the Hall is they're going to have their that coaching slot is open now because of what's-his-name left to go to Maryland.
Yeah.
So Shaheen Holloway, I believe, will be named Seton Hall's head coach right after this.
I think it's a heady play, heady thought. Yes.
But I love the way the Peacocks play. They don't give a damn about, as somebody said, the name on the front of the jersey. I don't mean their own. I mean the opponent. They don't care. They got nothing to lose. Who cares? And they play with confidence. We talked about what they did against Kentucky the other day, and then what they did against a tough Murray State team.
Yeah,
amazing what they have done, and now they move on and they will play
Purdue
next against Purdue. Why not? They beat Kentucky, they can beat Purdue.
Absolutely.
Who the hell knows?
Absolutely they can.
And UNC and UCLA in that bracket right after, that's in Philadelphia on Friday night.
I like how North Carolina's playing.
I do too.
It's unbelievable. UCLA is going to have to bring their absolute best to win that one. Duke at Texas Tech, Coach K lives on. Arkansas-Gonzaga, that should be a good game. Arkansas.
I think Texas Tech has beaten Duke, but I picked them. But I mean, look. Right now, we can make all the predictions we want. Michigan, Juwan Howard, him hugging the Tennessee player, redeeming his image a little bit.
Does that help the image from punching out a Wisconsin coach to hugging a Tennessee kid?
Punching out a Wisconsin coach.
The open face slap.
It was unnecessary.
Which he was suspended five games for.
But that's a big thing. Once again, you with the big brush, but punching out. No. That's right up there with Fisher. Punch him out.
It's not like down goes Frazier or anything.
Subway slap. A little subway slap. I think it's because by everyone's accounts, he's a pretty good guy anyway over there. I don't know. But that's going to be a hell of a game against Villanova.
Yep.
Houston and Arizona. I wasn't sure about Houston yesterday winning that game.
They're tough.
Calvin's a good coach. The things that went awry in Indiana. You know, he still won 20 games at Indiana. And he got popped for texting, which is now legal.
Yeah. You think about how silly that was.
Yeah. So your two teams, I call them your two teams, yeah. Providence and Miami. So Providence and Kansas.
Yep. Looking forward to that
I don't know. I don't know what the strategy is there.
Well, the strategy is that they would, and I don't care who, if they had played Iowa, the way they played defense and the way they shot the ball on Saturday, they would beat most teams that night. What I love about how they play, what Ed Cooley does, is the way they play defense. And I'm amazed at how tough they are and disciplined by not getting into foul trouble most of the time. It's unbelievable. When you watch them play defense, and they play a lot of man, obviously, they are suffocating. Blocking shot, it is tough to score on them. And I saw the way Creighton did such a great job on Kansas the other night. You know, I think that game is going to come. I think all these games, I really do. I think they're all coming right down to the wire.
Now, what about Miami against Iowa? If Iowa State grinds it like they did against Wisconsin, what do you think that does? Take Miami out of their flow,
they could,
and just
they could
stop that game.
But the way Wong, Magusti, and Moore played, I said the other day, those three had to have their type of games, and they were outstanding. But man, they ran Auburn off the floor. Arguably a couple of the best guards in the country with Auburn, and they didn't care.
Yeah.
They blew past them. It was close at halftime, obviously, 1-point game. But to blow them out the way they did in the second half was really, really impressive. You know, Kessler for Auburn. Excuse me. He was a freshman of the year. They leaned on him a lot. But wasn't up. Miami just played out.
Yeah.
Standing. Jabari Smith, Walker Kessler, two of the best guards in the country.
All right. We'll continue to talk about this. We'd love your reaction. Phone line, text line, whatever. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Also, Matt Ryan is now a Colt. We'll discuss this. We'll discuss what happened with Deshaun Watson and the Browns, and where is Baker going, basically, is what we're down. Still Jameis is available. So we'll get into all that as we continue.
A texter bracket. We can tell you who's moving on.
Okay. We should do that next, probably.
Yeah, we'll do that next. And then
what I'm telling you, the listener, is you and the texters are more important than me coming back and talking about Matt Ryan, now an Indianapolis Colt. So we'll table that till 3. We're coming back. We're going to talk about the texture bracket. That's next. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, this may come as a shock for some of you guys.
There's more to sports than the final score, but let's face it. The final score is pretty important.
Get that through your head.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd, Rick Church on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on a Monday, ESPN Southwest Florida. All right. In addition to the NCAA tournament being pared down to the Sweet 16, in addition to Matt Ryan now being an Indianapolis Colt, we have more important business to take care of. That is the Sheeman and Shepherd texter bracket at our website, ESPNSWFL.com. The results are in from the first round.
They are.
We now have the second round.
And you have until Friday to vote until 2 p.m. on Friday.
Much shorter voting week this
week. Advancing, my man Otis, moving on to the second round.
He beat Vasectomy Happy Hour.
Yes. Bad Attitude Guy.
All right.
Moving on.
Who beat Country Sucks. So Otis versus Bad Attitude Guy in the next round. All right.
And I got to say, you won't see how big the wins were.
Right.
There weren't a lot of close contests. I've seen the results.
You've seen the actual results?
I've seen the actual results. And I was surprised that some of these weren't a little closer.
All right. So these are all blowouts.
Pittsburgh John beats Philly Kevin. He moves on.
That's a rivalry right there.
To face Green Falcon.
Green Falcon over beating Maryland Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
And one and done. Where was he? He wants someone to text like, where are my people? And moving on, anti-Pete guy versus anti-Chris. It's anti-Pete guy.
All right, he wins.
Moving on, this is another one I thought would be maybe closer, but Blue Bull versus Mikey Womp Womp, and Mikey Womp Womp moves on.
Wow, Blue Bull used to have a regular segment on this show.
Yeah, sets up an anti-Pete guy and Mikey Womp Womp,
okay.
Second round matchup.
All right.
Golden Knight over Titan Tyler. And I thought this would be closer. Wig over Tiz. And it was kind of a blowout.
Yeah.
Now, by Wig.
I thought Wig would blow this out. I'm predicting Wig goes far in this tournament. So it's Golden Knight versus Wig in the next round.
And Cougar Hunter and Estero Charles. And yeah. If I remember correctly, and I think this was the biggest amount, well, second biggest.
Oh.
Margin of victory, Cougar Hunter over Sterile Charles.
He got like 90% of the vote?
Something like that. Close. Maybe not 90%, but a big percentage. And then Boot Camp and Paratrooper. It's Paratrooper moving on to face Cougar Hunter.
So Paratrooper will take. Okay, so he takes it. Now, I will say Sterile Charles and Paratrooper are both Detroit guys like me. They follow the Lions. Paratrooper moves on. Sterile Charles does not. Okay,
no.
Now this next one I thought was. Well, it's basically Michigan versus Ohio State. It's anti-Buckeye, go blue guy, beat lifelong Buckeye. So anti-Buckeye, go blue guy, Michigan guy beats an Ohio State guy versus the Battle of Seattle.
Battle of Seattle, displaced Seahawks fan, defeats sleepless in Seattle. So displaced Seahawks fan moves on to face anti-Buckeye, go blue guy.
All right.
Fantastic. Then porn stage, LSU locker. Going up against Grand Poobah, it's Grand Poobah moving on.
Grand Poobah, the official statistician of our show.
Yes. And again, this was, you know, this was sort of close, I think. Detroit Pizza and Thirsty Nick. Thirsty Nick moves on. He will face Grand Poobah in the second round.
Thirsty Nick was not going to be denied.
No.
Okay.
He came and brought it. And then Mexico City versus Homie the Clown. Homie the Clown. Pretty big win, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And Cocoa Puffs moving on against Craig Special Sack.
My Craig Special Sack did not do well.
No, I thought it might be an upset spot, but Cocoa Puffs moves on. He's going to take on Homie the Clown.
All right, our original texter, Dopey McDoperson, against Nuclear Matt. Dopey advances.
Yes.
And Raider Mike beating another Detroit guy, Rick Astley fan. So Raider Mike and Dopey going head-to-head in the next round.
Absolutely. That's a great second-round matchup there. These are going to be now starting to get very close.
All right, coming up, this is probably the biggest rivalry of all texters, Locker Room Junk versus Roses and Bedroom Guy.
Then this was probably the closest one, if I remember, but Locker Room Junk lost by a significant margin. Roses and Bedroom Guy moving on.
How about that?
against the Purple Pirate, Alani Kai. And Alani Kai moves on. The Roses and Bedroom Guy, second round. These are unbelievable second round matchups here.
LeBron hater number one has been with us since about the beginning. He took on Mad Duck in Naples. And LeBron hater number one moving on.
And then Utah against delusional Harbaugh. This might have had an upset in the make, but nope, it's Utah going up, moving on to the second round against LeBron hater number one.
Okay.
About that.
Anti-Nagy versus just moved here guy. Just moved here guy moves on.
Mm.
And he takes on young officer Sean, who beat Canadian Candy.
Wow.
Woo. So just moved here guy versus officer Sean in the second round.
Wow. And this was the biggest blowout. Immigrant Owns a Pony versus Harry Carey. It was Harry Carey. And I think sets up a potential interesting matchup in the second round as emergency beer guy fell to female ref.
Oh,
so it's female ref versus Harry Carey in the second round.
Strong showing by female ref.
Yes.
Jabba the Butt, who is Rick Church's arch nemesis, going against Margaritaville. Jabba wins that.
Jabba.
He'll take on Purdue Burger Kyle, who beat Mizzou guy. So Jabba the Butt versus Purdue Burger Kyle.
And Mizzou guy actually goes to Missouri to go watch games, too. He's
really?
All over the place.
Yeah, that's right. He does.
6'3" over Kentucky Tim. He moves on and then runs a... I can tell you this, Runza, you got run off the floor by Kathleen. She smoked you.
Domination.
Absolutely.
By Kathleen.
Domination. That was like a 30-point win for Kathleen. Easily. So Kathleen versus 6'3" guy in the second round.
And obviously a bad weekend for Kentucky Tim all around.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Lone Duke fan loses to awesome Tar Heel fan.
Oh.
And then the last bracket. This one wasn't close either.
Yeah.
Rick greater than Chris. No match for Art the Bills fan. So Art the Bills fan will move on to face awesome Tar Heel guy. So you can go to ESPN, SWFL.com and vote. You have until Friday at 2 for this for these second round matchups.
You know, I think Chris did that intentionally because I don't think he likes the name Rick is greater than Chris.
Yeah.
So he put him up against Art Bills fan, creating conflict for me because, of course, Art, you know, feeds me so well.
Right, right. I think the selection committee was...
I think there was a little bit of a little bit of favoritism in the selection of that matchup, but congratulations, Art.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
So
I think Chris just wanted him gone quick.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we had a great response on the texture line. We now move on to the next round. Joe Winter, by the way, behind the scenes.
Amazing.
Just give him a shout out. He put this together.
Thousands of votes, but I mean thousands.
Yeah. So let's now we got to re-rack. Do it all over again until 2 o'clock Friday, you say?
2 o'clock Friday.
Okay.
Yep. 2 o'clock Friday.
That we'll get that down to the Sweet 16 for us.
So we'll be able to announce the Sweet 16 on Friday.
Yes, we got a lot going on already Friday. I can't. This is just a great week. It's good.
Yep.
All right. Well done. And that was more important than other news going on. Again, in case you're just tuning in, Matt Ryan is now an Indianapolis Colt. However, as I'm looking at him doing a LeBron story on ESPN.
I can't stand it.
Everything that's going on.
And then this morning, you know,
What was the LeBron was the lead story for this weekend?
Lead story this weekend. So I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a 10th seeded team get so much attention because LeBron's playing well. Okay, but the team stinks. Okay, it's just absolutely everything that is going on. There's so much more to be said.
Yeah.
And then Greenberg on this morning tried to talk with Stephen A. on it's unlistenable. Stephen A's going to, every time Greenberg's talking and everything else, who I want to hear from, who I like a lot, is just attention, tick! Like, Villanova! I told you! Every single time that Greenberg tried to make it, Arizona!
He just screamed.
Reseed! Shut up! And usually I don't watch that show, but I was trying to get some perspective. Of course, all they did is, you know, instead of talking about some of the other stuff, and of course, St. Peter's at the store, but as, Duke and Michigan State and all that nonsense again about Krzyzewski, instead of focusing on some of the other games, no real talk about Miami, they kind of brushed over that, you know, because Stephen A. doesn't watch a lot of college basketball as you
right, right.
And, but just screaming every time you want. It's like he can't go 15 seconds on that show without saying something. Like he feels like he's going to get run out. I was like, just stop it. So click. And then that was a real giant pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Anyway. No, well, it should have been. There's just too many. I mean, that.
It's absolutely.
That wouldn't have even made my rundown.
It's
today.
Absolutely ridiculous. And the stuff on the NBA, the fact that they're not talking about the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics and even Rick's Minnesota Timberwolves, they just continue to focus on the Nets and the Knicks and the Lakers. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. You would think the Celtics and Miami haven't played at all. And Philadelphia is going down to you know what fast, it seems.
Yep.
And I'm telling you. That you're going to see Miami, I think, in Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals if things keep going the way they're going. They are tough. And Miami's at Philly tonight against a 76ers team that doesn't look all that great right now. And yeah. Harden, that chemistry started off so great, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And by the way, the other only news item that I'll throw in here, baseball-wise, I was a bit surprised. Many were. Carlos Correa, the free agent shortstop, formerly with the Astros, been courted by some, but he couldn't get it over $300 million for 10 years. Signs with Rick Church's Twins, 3 years, 105.
Can I get the breaking news sounder? This is big.
Bigger?
Uh-oh.
This is bigger.
All right.
Yes.
Hold on one
this
second.
This is big.
Let's right, see.
Here we go. Just settling in.
Breaking news!
Breaking news!
The New Orleans Saints are re-signing Jameis Winston to a two-year deal with a base value of $28 million, including $21 million guaranteed.
It's a real contract for Jameis.
They missed out on Deshaun. New Orleans turns to an old friend at quarterback. So Jameis Winston heading back to the New Orleans Saints. Two-year deal, $28 million, $21 million guaranteed.
How about that? Good for Jameis.
There it is.
Does anybody want Baker Mayfield? That's Seattle now, right? That's the only team. Seattle or the Panthers?
I am.
What about Atlanta?
The more that I am reading is that
Franks is next up for Atlanta.
What I've read today, anything can change. The stuff I've read today is Seattle is preparing to go with Drew Lock at quarterback. They are not pursuing Baker at this time.
Okay.
That could change, but that's what I have been reading today.
You know, our friend Jeff Nixon, being a huge Falcons fan, who, by the way, has been texting, and he's just sickened by this Matt Ryan and how terrible they are. We talked about that. I go, well, what about Baker Mayfield going back to the Falcons? Oh, he did not want to hear that.
No?
No.
Well, right now, the Falcons have Felipe Franks. That's it. And they have the number eight pick in the draft in a year where, I mean, is Kenny Pickett an eighth pick?
Well, he might be. I think the Falcons.
Down in quarterbacks this year.
I think the Falcons are going to be drafting a quarterback. I mean,
yes.
Right now they have A.J. McCarron. Josh Rosen. Like you said, Felipe. Actually, Rosen and McCarron aren't even there.
Right.
It's Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going into rebuild mode.
So we have,
rebuilding around Kyle Pitts.
The Saints also informed Taysom Hill this weekend before the announcement with Jameis. That Taysom Hill is not going to be the quarterback guy. He is still going to be the Swiss Army knife.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's when the offense is gelling, even though he's got a pretty good record as a starter. But you got him. I think their offense is a lot better when he's, kind of can do it all. You don't know what he's going to do.
All right, Cougar Hunter has sent us a picture out of Fenway South. Looks like he enjoyed himself some Red Sox over the weekend. And I see just moved here guy texting out a picture of him on the golf course this weekend. Let's go to the phones real quick. This is going to put us behind schedule, but we'll do it. Here's Chad in Naples. Want to talk some Stephen A. Chad, welcome. How are you?
What's up, Chad?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing. I just was hearing you talk about Stephen A., and I don't know if it's something that's permanent or just recent or whatever, but in my office, one of the guys next to me and one of the guys that works for me listens to ESPN all day long on TV. He watches it, mm-hmm. and some guy, I don't know who it is, Mad Dog or something?
Oh, Christopher Russo from WFAN in New York, yes. Mad Dog, he's a great guy.
So is that something that's new that's been with it, Stephen A. lately? Or
only on Wednesdays, only on Wednesdays.
Man, when those two start going and they start yelling.
Yeah.
it's like so, hey, you know the movie, you remember Bad Boys, right?
Yeah.
Remember, you know the chief, how he yells?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like, oh, my God, I can't even stand. You don't even know what they're talking about.
So let me ask you this. Do you find that entertaining, or do you have to turn it off?
I actually have to turn my TV up because I took the door out in between our offices, so there's no way to close the freaking door.
Uh-huh.
So I have to turn my TV up louder and watch, like, Golf Channel or something different, because it's just so irritating. It's irritating.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Chris a long time, and he's one of the only ones who challenges Stephen A. on that show. Not many, Orlovsky does at times, but I hear you. If it's too bad you didn't, you know, Chris back in the day when he was doing Mike and the Mad Dog with Francesa on FAN, they had the number one sports show for a while. But Chris also had a Saturday show. He used to do middays from 10 to 1 on Saturday mornings. I'm telling you, I almost drove off the road several times because he had me laughing. So it's like in the early in the 90s. And he told a story one day, one of the funniest things ever, he's like, I'm on my honeymoon, because he's a big golfer. I'm on my honeymoon at Hilton Head, and I'm checking in my hotel, and Vinny from Bensonhurst taps me on the shoulder. He's like, I'm on my honeymoon. Stop leaving me alone. He wants to talk to me about the Mets. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
It's like listening to Pesci.
Yeah, it is. A lot. It is.
It's almost like that.
Yeah, it is.
But Stephen A., when he interrupts people and stuff, I can't stand it.
Yeah, I hear you.
But thanks for the call.
All right, Chad.
Because I do like the show. I like the show. It's just...
I want to like it,
but they need to tap it down and let their talent come through instead of just screaming. I agree with you. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I also saw a text from Cocoa Puffs. He's out camping. Where are you camping at? And he says, send help. He's getting eaten by alligators or something. All right, coming up, we got a trip down Sound Street. Lots to get to here. We still really need to dive into all this quarterback news. Jameis Winston has a home. Matt Ryan has a new home. Deshaun Watson has a new home. We'll get to all of that. Don't forget.
So Baker's homeless? Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much. Well, technically, he's still a Brown under contract.
Yeah.
He's the backup right now. Naples Wealth Planning and ESPN Southwest Florida present the third annual Scheman & Shepherd Golf Scramble. It's May 13th, 8:30 shotgun at Stony Brook. Register your foursome at ESPNSWFL.com. You get some swag or drip, as Wig calls it. Dry fit golf polo, official hat, free lunch at Duffy's. And everybody is invited to hang around afterward with the show, whether you golf or not, from 2 to 6. We'll be out there doing it at Duffy's, and it is presented by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Valvoline, and Gavin's Ace Hardware. Scheman & Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman & Shepherd.
All right, here we go. Let's start off with some college basketball. It's actually all college basketball. We'll start off with Michigan and their upset of Tennessee to advance to the Sweet 16. Here's the call on CBS.
And that's it. An unlikely story being written by Michigan in March. The Wolverines are heading to the Sweet 16.
Meanwhile, Chris Weber, who was teammates with Juwan Howard, who's now the head coach, was there. Give a big talk to Michigan after the win.
Oh, man, I love y'all, man. I've been watching y'all, man, play games, man. Y'all don't even know. You got your heart. You're a great leader, man. You coming off the bench. Them two offensive rebounds, you doing your thing. It's a family. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to be part of y'all, man. I'm torn my pants. Watching I need some sweatpants in here, man. Hey, I
got some more control. Wow, man. So,
yeah, this is one of the most proudest moments of my life. You know why? Because when I call him, I text him, he like, I love this team. They some dogs. I'm just telling you. This ain't just talk. It ain't just live this shit. You know what I mean? He love y'all, man. And he love how y'all dogs. And it's fun watching y'all.
Again, Rick Barnes... I'm sorry. This is his MO. It's been that way for a long time. He's got a terrible record against the spread, and his team is. Look, I think they're more talented. They had the lead at halftime. They blew it. Dickinson just ate them alive.
Oh, yeah. He's tough.
Always he's tough, but other teams, you know, he can be shut down a little bit. But Tennessee, under Rick Barnes, again, like so many teams he has coached in the past, Providence, Clemson, Texas, now Tennessee, expectations high, one and done.
Can't argue. Here's Juwan Howard, as I mentioned earlier, maybe the image of him swatting at a Wisconsin assistant coach back in the day in a five-game suspension. Maybe that image was washed out a little bit when he embraced a very upset Tennessee player, Kennedy Chandler.
Consoling Kennedy Chandler on Tennessee, what can you say about what you told him?
Well, you know, Kennedy, obviously we know he's an elite player, and he's one of the best guards in the country. And, you know, getting the chance to know Kenny back when my youngest son, Jet, and Kennedy played together in AU, and they won the LeBron James tournament in Ohio. So we've had a relationship back then. And just watching his growth, I've always been impressed. We recruited him. Unfortunately, we wasn't that lucky. But to see, you know, the output, the effort, the growth, and being able to produce like that on the floor, and how he led his team, you know, in a special way. So I just gave him some words of encouragement. It shows his emotion that he cares. And, you know, as coaches, you know, you appreciate that.
Yeah, and that was a good moment. Chandler, 19 points for Nick. You couldn't do any more with him. Mm. He was fine.
Yeah.
He was really tears were flowing.
Yep.
No question.
All right, let's hear from Pete Sky, Providence coach, Ed Cooley. Providence in the house, in the hizzy.
I was trying to grasp the moment, and Jeff Battle, who is our associate head coach, is amazing young. He said, "Coach, this is a wrap." With about a minute 47, I still thought we were going to lose. And he made me laugh when he said that. I just can't tell you how grateful I feel for our players, our college, our city. It's hard to get to this point. You know, we're just a little school that everybody says, it's Providence. Well, Providence is in the damn building.
That's right.
Love it.
One more. We played our best game of the season.
I won't take credit for our culture. I think it's an organizational culture. It's something that we've built over years.
Culture, Pete, culture.
And you try not to worry about what others say. I trust our players. Our culture and our identity is integrity. It's compete for championships. It's graduating 100% of our student athletes and telling our guys they're better than they are. Just try to inspire your men to be better. And again, we showed up at the right time to play our best game. This was literally our best game of the season. I stole something from him. I wrote it down, Torchler. I hope I answered your question, but that was big time. I'm going to steal that one, baby. That was awesome.
Dale Richmond, 1-for-22 from three-point land. 1-for-22.
Good perimeter D. When we come back, we'll hear from St. Peter's, the Cinderella of the tournament, Shaheen Holloway, Jay Wright, and, of course, Duke versus Michigan State. We'll hear from Coach K and Tom Izzo, among others. We still have to get to our discussion on Deshaun Watson. Matt Ryan, now a cult. Just a crazy, crazy – Jameis has a home. All that we'll get to. And then I see Mikey Womp Womp has texted in. Apparently, he's his office for the day. It's a picture of him out at South Seas at the golf course. He's doing some land surveying out there.
Nice.
But even though it's beautiful and he's on the most beautiful area of Southwest Florida, he is still jealous of our job. We have a good time, too. 3 o'clock hour coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.